We're so sad to bring you news of the passing of Doris Hobday, a lovely lady who was one half of the beloved Tipton twins. Doris and her sister Lillian Cox, who had celebrated their 96th birthday in July, touched the lives of so many people with their positive and funny outlook on life. Doris sadly passed away on January the 5th after contracting COVID-19. Her passing was announced on Good Morning Britain by TV host Piers Morgan and prompted an outpouring of tributes.
There'll only be a handful of people who can pay their respects to acknowledge the memory of this great lady, but Lil has set up a page to raise money for a local charity close to Doris's heart, the Beacon Centre for the Blind in her memory. Info can be found on their social media pages, and I'll be posting it, we all will here,
yes,
a little later. So if you want to just contribute to that, it'd be a nice way of remembering Doris. But what a wonderful lady who led a wonderful life and kept up that extraordinary personality and enthusiasm and zest for life right to the end. But listen to what the family said. You know, they were just a few weeks away from being vaccinated. Mm. And sadly for Doris, it was too late.
Her family released a statement in which they said the twins had been determined to live to 100. And it went on to say, "It's just so cruel that COVID has stopped Doris like this. Our thoughts go out to all the families who have experienced a loss through COVID, and we urge people to take this seriously." They have thanked everyone for their support and messages, but have asked that no flowers or cards are sent, and that instead, donations are made in aid of a Beacon Centre who supported Doris's husband, Ray, during their 65-year marriage. "We are so deeply honoured and moved that Doris's sister has chosen to support us and has set up a Just Giving page to raise funds for us." You can find the page at www.justgiving.com/fundraising/Doris Hobday. That's H-O-B-D-A-Y. Doris will be laid to rest with her husband next month. "Our thoughts and love go out to Doris's family. We are so very sorry for your loss."